from KQED.
The word pirate suggests outlaws on ships with eye patches and parrots on their arms. Well, pirate radio stations are run by a kind of outlaw, too. They're broadcasting without a license. Pirate radio stations are illegal, pretty much unregulated, and often short-lived. But Pirate Cat Radio in the San Francisco Bay Area was on the air for 14 years, until last summer, when the FCC caught up with its founder. Molly Samuel has this profile of a radio maverick.
87.9 FM, Pirate Cat Radio. It's time for Monkey and Pals.
Daniel Roberts, also known as Monkey, founded Pirate Cat as a teenager in Las Gatos, inspired by the DIY ethic of the punk and ska scene in the 1990s. He hung out at other radio stations, both licensed and not, and then got his own equipment.
You know, I put together a transmitter from a kit I got at a local electronics store and put it on the air and was broadcasting to, you know, the South Bay. It's like, this is really cool.
Velvet Underground, up next. You've got any requests? 510-747-8228. 510-PIR8-CAT.
He kept buying equipment and recruited friends to host radio shows, and his broadcast range expanded.
You could hear us into the Central Valley. You could hear us into the South Bay. You know, the whole Bay Area was covered with Pirate Cat at one point in its pinnacle.
Eventually, he opened the Pirate Cat Cafe in San Francisco's Mission District, a combination coffee shop and radio studio. Stu Odom is a longtime host.
People still have an image, which 5 years ago was true, of us all, you know, sitting around cursing as much as possible and showing up to work drunk. It hasn't been like that for a long time. No, Monkey and the rest of us are very serious about making this a viable anti-corporate voice of the real people of San Francisco.
But last August, the FCC fined Roberts $10,000 for broadcasting illegally. Pirate Cat's not on the air anymore, though it does still broadcast online from the cafe. Meanwhile, Roberts has found a way to stay on the air and to connect with a very different community.
You have been tuned to the Newsmongers here on Community Radio, KPDO 89.3 FM, Pescadero and the South Coast. I'm Daniel Roberts. And my
KPDO broadcasts out of Pescadero, a tiny town on the southern coast of San Mateo County. Locals call the area the South Coast. It's on the edge of the San Francisco Bay Area, but it's a world away from the nightlife and politics of San Francisco and Silicon Valley.
The concerns here are, what's going on about the nitrates in the water? Is it safe to drink my well water at home?
After Pirate Cat went off the air, Roberts began looking for new ways to keep broadcasting. He found KPDO, which already had a license to broadcast, but the owners had never gotten it off the ground. So Roberts got in touch with one of them and asked her if he could step in.
She went, laid out her tarot cards one night, called me the next morning and said, "Oh, Daniel, by the way, my tarot cards ruled in your favor and the station's yours."
Now he's the station manager, and he's working hard to make the station not just his, but the community's.
I think a lot of us feel, you know, looked over by the rest of the county or the state, and it's nice to have a voice and have our opinions, you know, matter.
Shannon Bowman Sarkeesian hosts a Sunday afternoon show on KPDO. She interviews other locals, and she DJs.
You're listening to Community Radio, KPDO 89.3 FM, Pescadero and the South Coast. This is South Coast Salon. I'm your host, Shannon.
And at the end of every show, she reads a poem by a Californian.
We're going to finish up today with our California Poem of the Week. Poet C.B. Follett, the Marin County Poet Laureate. This is, "Only 9% of what we say is understood exactly the way we mean it."
Bowman Sarkeesian is also helping Roberts with grant writing and fundraising. But Roberts maintains a unique approach, like during Pledge Drive, when he got the middle school brass band to march through town wearing KPDO t-shirts.
They don't know how to play just yet, and people would stop and give them like $100 or $50 just to have them stop playing.
Roberts has big plans for KPDO. He's hoping to get the local high school involved and to set up a cafe with free Wi-Fi. His case with the FCC is pending. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel in Pescadero.